You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so today we're going to do the all-restaurant edition of Deal Breakers.
Oh, boy.
I got three scenarios all involving food and restaurants.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, here's your first one. You and your wife are going out to a late dinner. She really wants to go to a specific place, but by the time you will get there, they will only be open for 30 more minutes. Would you ever consider this?
No. No. If you've ever worked in service industry, if you know people who operate a restaurant, if you care about general humanity, you do not do that. And your chances of getting nuts dropped in your food goes up exponentially. Absolutely not.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, that's different. If you're just picking up the order, yeah, fine.
You're walking in. There's two tables on the dessert course. Everything else is empty, and they're closing in 28 minutes. If you sit down, you're the Antichrist.
You are, because they've already cleaned the grill and cleaned the kitchen.
Kenny's girlfriend has already done the bartender to make sure no one's stealing liquor.
Right. They've kept marginal stuff out there just for people like you who show up late.
Right.
And praying to God they don't have to unwrap it and actually warm it back up. So, I would just say, you know what? We got to do a better job at planning.
Has anybody in this group ever done that?
No. It sounds like Roberto has.
Hold on. done it. I've done it at a fast food restaurant, and they're like, and it was basically, let's make a deal. We don't have that. Here's what we have. We were going to toss it out anyway, so how about we just give it to you?
It sounds like Tuck in the Portal. Everyone has a mic.
You know what?
Where is it?
Was that too much?
Yes, that's excessive.
You're gone.
That's what Saban said in the portal when he took Ronald Williams.
That's targeting.
Right. Kenny, your girl is in service, works at I didn't say the sex industry.
Oh, okay.
I said the service industry.
Flags flying everywhere in this segment.
No, I didn't say that. I was saying.
That was directed at Evan.
Thank you.
Yes, no, I have family, I have friends that all work in the service industry, and their least, one of their least favorite types of customer is the one that comes in right before to sit down to order drinks and food and all these things right as the restaurant's about to close.
See, I can even see drinks.
It's a cardinal sin. If you just want one drink, maybe that's fine.
Yeah, you know what? I got to wait on somebody.
But he said you're sitting down for dinner.
Dude, it's like the
sin.
Guy who goes to a bar and orders a mojito. The bartender wants you dead. They
really?
Don't have time.
They don't have any of that stuff.
No, I kind of want to go do that. I sit now. Here muddling mint leaves. It's happy hour. I'm busy over here, Jack.
Hey, sir, this is the Blarney Stone, okay?
Right,
we don't have mojito.
Right. This is tipsy mixerosis. We do not serve that.
I kind of want to go get a mojito now. Not drink it, just order it.
Let's go. David, please. You seem like the type who would sit down.
No. This only happened to me once. It wasn't sit down, though. It was carry out. And it was not my fault. I flew into a location. They had to move me.
Balling!
Nope, they overbooked the hotel, had to move me across town. So I needed some food. Only place open was across the street. And I told them, and they gave me a carry out. Otherwise, I would not have done that because you don't do that to people when they're closing.
Well,
you don't do that.
He goes out to eat. He flies when he's going out to eat.
Stop it.
We talked about his balling. You know, he orders from two different fast food places.
Dude.
I want the burger from here and the fries from here.
Yeah, but we've talked about this, man. These pastors are balling in these streets.
Remember those jackets? What were those jackets called again?
The eight ball?
Yeah, the big robe. Oh. We still haven't got those yet. Bedazzled.
David pulls up in the Phantom.
Woo!
But it's really a 300M.
All right, take it easy.
Right, change the decal.
The ghetto Bentley.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want the Chrysler that looks like the Phantom. I want the Phantom.
He's driving that gently.
Right.
All right, let's go to the next.
All right, here we go. You and your date are at the bar waiting for a table for dinner. The male bartender starts blatantly hitting on your date, offering her free drinks and shots and telling her how beautiful she is. Do you figure this is just for tips, or do you step in and say something, or just leave?
Ooh, this is brutal.
Oh, can I take this one?
Please.
Anytime my wife gets hit on, I say, you still got it. I'm all right with it. I have no problem.
Wait, can I partake in the free drinks? Do I benefit from this in some way? Because if that's the case, maybe there's more conversation.
Yeah, you're not paying for her drinks.
I'm not pimping out anybody, but if it means I get a free drink or two,
Kenny,
I'm not
gonna
argue with
like
it.
You're pimping your girl.
That's a little aggressive. Whoa. I already threw David's flag. I can't throw it again.
But what about her free drinks? You're not paying for those.
Well,
those
she doesn't drink as much as I do.
Nobody does. That's not in rehab.
Right.
Rico, you're like Silent Bob on this. You all right?
No, no problem with it. They wanted to jump in there. So
I had
I'm
to
like,
jump in.
Go ahead. Now, for me, probably not. I mean, I've had that happen before.
To if, you or your girl?
To him.
To the girl. Uh-huh. And then I'm parking the car and she's there. And then when I walk in, it's like, oh, you know what? Never mind. Here you go, sir. And I get something free because he realized he made a huge mistake.
I don't think we hang out with Rico enough, huh?
I know.
So.
Wait, we get to go into the restaurant and start eating and drinking while he parks the car? What kind of deal? You can't walk in together? Your girl's too good to walk in with you? What is this?
I heard a comedian once say the guy only does that to have 5 minutes of free time before he has to go sit down with her.
Is that true?
No, you're being a you know what? I'll park it. You just go in, go get the table, wow. Do whatever, and I'll come in.
You're right, Evan. You talk the whole ride here. I'll drop you off.
I'll drop you
I'll
off.
I'll take some
you
time to myself.
Close
ended
that door.
Parking,
you're like,
woo! I like ended up parking like 3 blocks away. It was parking lot. This place is busy.
Serenity now.
And then you're like, you know what? I'll go get the car. You wait right here. I'll be back.
David, what is your take on this?
I think I'm with Kenny. I'll take the free stuff as well, so I'm good with it. I don't care. You got it. I'm ready. Evan, you got it.
Yeah,
still,
I don't imagine being upset. I just don't.
No.
Because the reality is, if you're comfortable with who you are and what your relationship is, like she's still going to dinner with you, coming home with you.
Yeah, it's not an upset thing. It's like, okay. Let's power this back down. Now, I am here. Respect the fact that I'm sitting right here.
Right. It's like I'm not her brother, idiot.
Right.
Oh.
Well, yeah. If she goes too far with it,
right.
You're
that's
like,
what
okay,
I'm saying. You know,
now.
Yeah. It's cool, but yes. It's like, okay, guys, we're done.
Oh my. Oh my. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
I like these.
Here we go. Your friend asked you to meet up for drinks after work. You've never heard of the place, but you figure your friend can pick whatever place he wants. When you get there, the place reeks of musty, stale beer, and you see a lot of fruit flies around.
Out.
Do you ask them to go somewhere else or suck it up and order something?
No, immediately. We're leaving.
Wait, say this again.
We're leaving. I'm an adult.
A buddy asks you to go to a stinky bar with fruit flies.
You know those bars when you go into them, you just smell like that stale.
No,
because I'm not in college anymore. I know Mike knows.
Yeah, I'm not in college anymore.
But
they have the cheapest booze there, though, 100%. I've been to these joints. They are always dirt cheap.
The second I see the fruit flies, I'm not ordering anything.
And you don't want anything that's coming out of that spray gun.
Right.
That is
Have you ever watched Bar Rescue?
They never clean them.
There's
never.
Like gonorrhea in the beer lines, and it's horrendous. You can't.
You can get booze out of those spray guns?
No, but when you get a beer on tap, that beer line runs all the way to the basement. So if the bar's that dirty, what's the basement?
Yeah, are you serious right now?
Want a herpes hazy IPA? Yeah.
This is Roberto. How low is your life gotten? And this is where you hang out.
And Kenny Roberto, how much are the beers?
Well,
then?
I guess you could order a bottle of beer and that would be
Roberto,
safe. That's about it.
No, we're leaving.
Yeah, I'm out.
And here's trying to justify what to get to make it okay?
No, David, there's nothing because at
that's
this
how
point,
I watch Spartan football.
I'm fit. You know, unnecessary roughness.
No, right just now Michigan State is that stinky bar with fruit flies.
Right. I'm just like, I'm out, and if your life is that bad, I'll take you someplace better. I'll pay for it.
And those fruit flies are quarterbacks.
Right.
We're not doing this.
We're going to Kimbrough's Bistro.
Here's what we're going to do. No, here's what we do. Hey, I'm going to hook you up with my guy, Mike. He'll make sure you can't pay for anything that night.
And here's Charles Brantley bringing out the appetizers.
Oh, my God. Hey, Chester, go see Mike.
The tray.
Chester, go see Mike.
All right. Let's move along. This is... Wow.
There you go. The restaurant edition.
Come on down to Speed's Ale House.
Shenanigans.
The quickest service you've ever seen.
Where the waiters won't face you and they'll be 10 yards away.
Yeah, try going to that place 10 minutes before it closes.
Like MSU's defense, they let you go back in the kitchen and just take whatever you want.
You know what? Cook it yourself. You're good. You're good.
David, why is he even in the game? Ref, throw him out the game.
Peyton Thorne, hey guys, how's it going? Can I join?
Apparently that's deal breakers.
He delivers the drinks to the wrong table.
Running back room comes in.
Can I read this? All right, thank you guys. Turn their mics off, David, please.
Come on down to Gross Gastropub.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.